Hi, traders. Welcome to another live trading talk with Oliver Velez. My name is Oliver Velez, of course, and I am your trader for life. This is the whole thing that Planner is about. It's about breaking your process down into pieces, defining your journey, and mapping that journey out 20 trades by 20 trades. It was my dream to put something like that together to help traders, because that's what did it for me. It wasn't waking up every morning and hoping and praying that today's different without doing something differently. That's the majority of the world. They just hope it's different today. I hope today is different from my losing day yesterday. But they've done absolutely nothing to make it different. They don't even know what they're working toward. They don't even know what they're working on today. They don't even know what this trade is supposed to be accomplishing, other than I hope it's a winning trade. That's not how you get there. I hope this trade's a winner. That's it. But everybody in life hopes to be a winner. So where does that take you? And everyone in most people in life aren't. But everyone has the hope. So where do you think that's going to take you? Only the people who mapped out, break the journey down into pieces. What's our little pieces? 20 trades. 20 trades. That's one piece or one step in the journey. Now, inside of this 20 trades, every trade must have a single purpose. That single purpose was defined by the last block of 20 trades. So when you evaluated this, you found a serious problem. Well, now the goal for the next block is to not do the serious problem. And so if I were to ever ask you, where are you in your process? If I were to ask, let me grab a name here. Grab a name I'm not familiar with here. Albert Prokushev. If I were to ask you, Albert, where are you in your process? You should be able to say, Oliver, I'm on my sixth block of 20 trades. In that sixth block, I'm on the 14th trade. I've got six more trades to complete this block. I am specifically working on this issue every trade. That's how freaking specific it should be. Now, how many traders are doing that in the world? Less than 8%. That's how many are doing in the whole world. Your job is to see where you are after every 20 trades. Are you profitable after this block of 20? Are you negative? And if you're negative, by how much? And if you're profitable, by how much? That will tell you where you are over time in that journey, right? And so if you are at the chronic loser level, remember that level, we can't take the next 20 trades and expect to win, but we can take the next 20 trades and work on making sure every losing trade is half of what it was on the last one. Now, every trade has a purpose. Every one of your 20 trades, I got to make sure you should go into every trade thinking you're going to lose. But it's a win if you lose half of the average loss of the last 20. Half. Now I'm on trade number 6. Now 7. I've lost half of my average. Boom. I've lost it. And you get all the way to 20. Now, if you have lost half of the average losing trade of your past 20 block, that 20 block has to get better. It's impossible for it not. You've cut your losses in half. It's impossible. Are you following this, guys? Are you picking up what I'm laying down? This is the work. This is the work. We know the final destination. How can you go somewhere without knowing your final destination? What the? That's what most people do that in trading. They don't know what they're just working for money. I just want to be profitable. That's not good enough. Everyone wants to be profitable. So where does that get you? Like, just look at the numbers. Look at the facts. You will not find a single person in the world that says, I don't want to be profitable. I'm trading, but I don't want to be profitable. So if everybody wants to be profitable and they just simply go out every day trying to be profitable, and 96, 98% of the people aren't, then you know just wanting to be profitable doesn't cut it. The numbers are clear. It has to be more specific. It has to be more detailed. You gotta know the final destination, and that has to be well-defined. Now, if you want to take my well-defined final journey, that's perfect too. That's fine. You don't have to be creative about it. Take mine. 8 minutes. Every 8 minutes, you should be able to find money. That's the final destination. Now, you can't do that now. Fine, but you know where your landing spot is. Now, it's too far to jump right there now. We got to chop the journey down into easily managed steps, just like I did. My last block of 20 trades, my average losing trade was 125. I'm cutting that to 80. I'm going to make sure that every single... My average losing trade was $100. Let's say my average losing trade was $100 last week. Now, I'm going to make my maximum losing trade next week 70. And I'm going to make sure, I'm not even going to focus on making money. I'm going to just make sure I'm going to get into good trades, but I'm going to expect to lose. But I will tell you this, I will not lose more than $70. And I'm going to get through 20 trades not doing that. If all 20 are losers and every loss is 70 or less, I'm a winner. I've won that next block, just like the freaking blockchain, the Bitcoin blockchain. And we progress block by block, but you can't expect the profits from here first. You have to create for yourself a different criteria for winning. So winning can't be in your mind money, not from down here, guys. You see? Maybe from break even, you can now, your next step is winning. But from here, your next step, winning has to be defined differently from down there. It has to be defined, I cut my average losing trade the next 20 blocks. I won! And you go celebrate at the end of the week. You understand? And it's these small successes that keep you going and make up the winning, that make up the journey.